Celebrate the historic 100th Greeley Stampede, June 23rd through July 4th, featuring concerts, rodeo, carnival, and more. Tickets available at GreeleyStampede.org.
This is Christopher Dempsey, your Nuggets insider from Altitude Sports, and you are listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Minutes after the hour. Welcome back to The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy. We're live from the Allo Communications Studios. Joining me on our First Advantage hotline is the one and only Zach Stevens from DNVR Broncos. He's our Broncos insider. Zach, my man, I don't know why it always feels like so long since we talk. We try to talk weekly, but from now to the next week, I know so much continues to happen, not just for the Broncos, but in the National Football League.
Oh, man, Brady, it feels like every day another huge story is breaking in the NFL. I'm just waiting on what today's is going to be.
Yeah, no, I'm constantly there with you, man. I mean, no doubt about it. Each and every week, it's something like that. And, we go to the Tampa Bay stuff. That was crazy. I mean, you get to Tom Brady not long ago saying he's coming back. Then Bruce Arians steps away. He pulls a John Elway and elevates himself away from more responsibility. And I don't know the drama there with Tom Brady. That was crazy, man. Again, just so many different things to watch out for.
Yeah, and I mean, come on, with that situation, it seems pretty clear that Tom didn't want Bruce running things. And instead of deciding that Bruce was going to step down, or I guess, like you said, the John Elway bump up while keeping a very nice salary and way fewer responsibilities, instead of doing that right when Tom came back, that would be a little too obvious. So, okay, we'll agree that Tom will come back. And then how about in 10 days you make it known that this move is going to happen? And then, by the way, who do you want on the staff to take over? Oh, Todd Bowles? Okay, Tom, we'll make sure that Bowles takes over.
Yeah, I mean, it was a weird deal. I think all of us are kind of like you. We're seeing right through that stuff. So I guess we'll see what happens. But, again, the timing would be weird. And Bruce Arians can say as many things as he wants about that. But they have a kind of a ready-made type team, wouldn't you say? I mean, the Bucs have just as good a shot as any to win the Super Bowl. So why would you step away and not just pull a Coach K and say, hey, this is my last year, do it one more time?
So 100%. I mean, especially being in the NFC, all you have to get through if you're the Bucs is the Aaron Rodgers team that always can't get it done in the NFC Championship game. And then you do have the Super Bowl champion Rams. So you're really competing against, you know, one, maybe two teams. Of course, Tom should go back there. And Tom should not. I mean, all the drama with him potentially going to Miami is ridiculous, because that would just, if he is added to the AFC, oh my goodness, that would be even more of a nightmare.
Yeah, no question. The AFC is tough. It's going to be crazy. The AFC West, I know you were going over the win projections. You tweeted that out a few moments ago, Zach. Chiefs, 10.5, Broncos, 10, Chargers, 10, Raiders, 8.5. I mean, if that doesn't tell you the AFC West is just absolutely stacked, I don't know what else will, especially in the AFC.
Exactly, and I like the rate. I like the over for the Raiders. I think all of these teams are going to be right around double-digit wins, which is just crazy. But one thing about this is the Chiefs started. The initial line was 11. They've come back down to earth a little bit, and what that's showing you is all of these teams are really good, but they're just going to eat themselves alive this year.
Yeah, no question. I mean, that's the thing. Like, they're when they go up against each other, I don't see the Chiefs sweeping the Broncos. I really don't. I think they're going to beat each other up pretty good. It's going to be what you – it's kind of like when we talk about college basketball almost. Like, what do you do in your non-conference schedule before that's really going to make hay as far as where you're going to go in the playoffs? For the AFC West, it is going to be what do you do outside of the West, because this is tough. These are some of the toughest teams in the league right now.
You're 100% right, and I wouldn't be shocked if every team in the AFC West goes 3-3 in the division. If every team in the AFC West splits their games in the division, because look, the Raiders can absolutely beat the Chiefs. They've done it. The Chargers can beat the Chiefs. The Broncos, well, they don't have recent memory or even really any history of beating the Chiefs in recent memory at all. They can, and I agree with you, Brady, they will beat the Chiefs this season. The biggest question to me is, Are they going to beat them twice? And, boy, just to have that conversation and not sound crazy when saying it just shows how far the Broncos have come in, what, 2 or 3 months?
So talk to us about the landscape of this AFC West. I mean, obviously, there's been so much movement. The Broncos have been right there, if not the biggest moves. Well, probably the biggest move because they took care of that quarterback position with Russell Wilson. But the Chiefs lose Tyreek Hill. And to me, that's enough for me to move that needle. Okay, the Broncos in that, so it's what we call like a 10-point swing. The Broncos get Russell Wilson. The Chiefs lose Tyreek Hill. I feel like the Broncos should be the favorite to win the West, but I know it's easier to just go with the Chiefs. What are your thoughts on the landscape of this division?
Well, I think you're 100% right, Brady. The easy thing, and for a lot of people, the right thing is to stick with the Chiefs until, you know, Patrick Mahomes shows that he is definitely coming down, or until the Chiefs just show, man, what they gave Patrick Mahomes is not enough to carry this. So I totally understand why they're still the favorites in this division. But if you were in, and this is a huge if you were to take the quarterback away from these teams, the Chiefs probably have the worst roster in the AFC West. Now, they have an unreal superstar quarterback, which elevates them, and you can't take that away. But that just shows you, okay, the team with the best quarterback has the worst roster. The other teams have great quarterbacks, specifically the Chargers and the Broncos, and their rosters are really, really good. And then the Raiders, you have a complete unknown in what's going to happen there. Derek Carr has been a top 10, top 12 quarterback. If Josh McDaniels comes in and doesn't burn the ship to the ground there, and he gets Devontae Adams rolling along with Derek Carr could easily be a top five, top six quarterback this year. Now, that the biggest question mark in this division is Josh McDaniels. What is he going to do? Is he going to come in and completely alienate people just like he did in Denver right off the bat? Because one thing I've heard from so many people that were in the building with Josh McDaniels was in Denver was, in terms of an offensive football mind, he's the best they've ever been around. So if he can use that brain and not get in his own way from a management head coach perspective, that's really scary. But we also know what he did in Denver, and maybe he's just not going to be able to get that ego out of his way, and he's going to burn things down there. So, and we're talking about the worst team in the division with the Raiders. I could easily see them winning 10 games. And, you know, the Broncos win total set at 10. I like the over there. In fact, I really like that bet right there, because I think the Broncos, that it's a disappointing season if they go 9-8. So I think they at least hit 10 wins. And then if they hit 10, you don't have that hook. You at least get your money back.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think that over is going over makes a lot of sense. Now, let's go back to the Raiders. The Josh McDaniels thing, I just think that's so interesting. And again, so many players coming and going in this AFC West. And we haven't really talked as much about the coach, except for Nathaniel Hackett, obviously, when that happened with the Broncos. But the coaches surrounding the rest of the AFC West, I do believe Josh McDaniels just had too much too fast with the Broncos. That does scare the heck out of me, man. Over time, just what he might be able to do there. But you're right. The big question for him is, how much did he really, really learn? Did he take it seriously, what his failures were with Denver? Because if he did, look out. I think the Raiders are going to be a tough team to beat for years to come.
Well, and you have a really good point about Josh was just given too much responsibility, and he didn't know what to do with it and went in the wrong direction when he was with the Broncos. And I don't mean to scare people, especially Broncos fans, but unfortunately, the Raiders have set this up probably the best for Josh McDaniels to succeed by surrounding him by a general manager on the Raiders who he is very close with in Dave Ziegler, who, of course, came from the Patriots. The Broncos interviewed him to be their general manager just last year before going with George Payton. But they're giving him someone who he's very close with, has a good relationship with, and that's not really what you want Josh to have, is stability at the top of that organization. And so that's a very scary thing, because Derek Carr, unfortunately, is a really good quarterback. Now, Russell Wilson should be better. I think Justin Herbert is better than Derek Carr, and obviously Patrick Mahomes is better, and it's just absolutely crazy that the worst quarterback in the division, I think, will absolutely be a top 10 quarterback this year. I don't think it's crazy, Brady, at the end of this year to be saying the AFC West has four of the top seven quarterbacks in the NFL.
Wow, that's crazy, isn't it? I mean, we are going to be absolutely spoiled when it comes to watching this AFC West. I mean, it's going to be quite the ride. But I love Russell Wilson's attitude, Zach. I mean, he said, "Hey, I don't shy away from anything. I'm gonna go right at this, and I'm not afraid of anything. We're gonna go win. That's what we're gonna do." I know Broncos country just eating that up.
And on top of that, then he's putting his actions to that behind his words, where literally a week after he's officially a Bronco, less than a week, he has all of his guys out, including all the receivers, he has the quarterbacks there, he has offensive linemen there, tight ends, out at his facility in San Diego, and they are working like crazy. It was almost a full week that they were together out on the field in the film room, bonding, getting things right on the field. So, and that's before even OTA starts next week.
Yeah. No, well, and you and I talked about the Jerry Jeudy stuff too, and that seems to be just like that. It's all over with, and we'll see what happens as we talked about with OTAs and everything in training camp. But if those wide receivers can all get on the same page, I mean, Wilson's going to have the weapons to just go to, and obviously we know that run game's strong with Javonte Williams.
He's going to have the weapons, he's going to have the run game, and he's going to have the offensive system and play caller. Look, all Nathaniel Hackett has to do, he doesn't have to be brilliant in any way, and he is brilliant as a football mind, but all he has to do is just let Russ throw the ball. Only one time in Russell Wilson's 10-year career did Seattle let him throw the ball in the top half of the league in passing attempts. And when he did that, he had the 16th most passing attempts. Only once did they let him actually throw the ball compared to the rest of the NFL. And that year, Brady, he led the league in touchdowns. And again, he was only 16th in passing attempts that season. Every other year, he's been bottom half. And half of those years, he's been the very dead last in terms of passing attempts. The Broncos aren't going to make that mistake with Russ.
Yeah, no doubt, my man. Zach, what are you working on that we can check out at DNVR Broncos coming up in the next couple of days?
Man, just gearing up. I got a piece coming out later this week about comparing all of these quarterbacks and just seeing exactly where Russ is. Is he one? Is he two? Is he three? And I break down some numbers to try to figure that out. Is he better than Justin Herbert? Is Justin Herbert better than him? And I'm really enjoying where this piece is going.
I love it, man. Great work by you, as always. Always look forward to our discussions, and we'll look forward to the next one, and who knows what will happen in the meantime.
Right on, Brady. Thanks for having me on. We'll see what's in store for us.
All right, my man. Zach Stevens, DNVR Broncos, one of the best in the biz. If you don't follow him on Twitter, you absolutely should. It's at Zach Stevens. That's Z-A-C Stevens, DNVR. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Who do you got tonight in this national championship game? I'm absolutely loving Kansas. But again, March Madness is the hardest one to try to predict, to pretend to predict. I mean, you can hear all the wise guys, all the predictors. I mean, some of them get it right, some of them get it wrong. And then the next week, the opposite happens. The one that got it right the game before, they get it wrong next. So I'd love to tell you I have a secret ingredient. I do. I think Kansas is going to run away. My thought process here is I think Kansas is the better team. And I feel like North Carolina maybe used that last bit of pixie dust against Duke and beating Coach K. Finally, first beating them, delivering Coach K's very first loss ever, and then getting that last loss and knocking him out of the Final Four. We'll see if they still have enough to go up against this Kansas team that I just think is so deep. They have so many great players, not just good players, but a lot of great talented players. David McCormick, Abaji, Remy Martin, Jalen Wilson, those guys have been going off. McCormick had 25 points in that Final Four game. I do look for Abaji to go off tonight. I think he's going to be a special guy. He'll be the difference maker. Watch out for this one. Enjoy the game. College basketball is almost over, folks. Have a fun Monday night watching this one, the national championship game. You can hear it on KFKA if you're out and about. You want to listen to Westwood One's coverage online, you can do that on 1310KFKA.com. We got Betting Across America coming up next, followed by the Good Afternoon Guy with Brian Gary. Good night, Northern Colorado.